Paul Duane's Irish folk horror film, All You Need Is Death, is now playing in select theaters and on digital from XYZ Films. Beyondfest says, "You'll never be able to hear another folk tune without shivering in fear." David Jenkins of Little White Lies calls it grimly refreshing and confident. You can tell that everyone involved in the making really understood and appreciated the assignment. Watch the genuinely horrifying All You Need Is Death, available everywhere you buy movies.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Don't touch that dial. You're tuned in to the Dread Podcast Network.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of Girl That's Scary. It's your girl, Cat Daddy.
And Jazz, the 40-ounce connoisseur.
And this go-round, we're coming at y'all with a double feature, a GTS double feature. Ow. And we are talking about The Invitation 2015 and The Invitation 2022. Both of these films are streaming right now. The Invitation 2015 is streaming on free for, like, endless platforms. You can get on Shudder, Peacock, All the Girls, Tubi. If you don't pay for Shudder, that's cool, but it's on Tubi, so you know that means free as of today, because who knows, Tubi getting a lot of shine on their eyes, and I just hope the girl don't never not be free. That's all I got.
With the way everything be set up, they be like, oh, we free, and then they start adding more and more commercials and more commercials, and they be like, oh, commercial version, here's the word you could pay. I'm like, don't do that. Just make your ad money and leave us alone. Why everybody, you could afford a Super Bowl commercial, so I don't know why. Like, girl, Tubi's that girl, though. Not gonna lie to you.
Definitely that girl. Tubi's worth the time. And also, you know, we come from a time period where commercials are a thing. So I don't mind sitting through, like, three little whatevers as long as this movie is for the free 99. It's all good.
Yeah, especially because commercials are short now. And they used to be, like, a minute or two long. And now, no, you're only getting, like, 30 seconds commercials. The movie gonna keep starting. So, well, we're here.
Girl, long is a bitch. Here's the real thing. I don't know what's longer. Is it the commercials, or is the length of these films, or films in general? Like, this 2015 film, The Invitation, could have fooled me, bitch, because it's got the length of a 2022 film. Because y'all probably looking like, what? And I'm like, listen, I'm tired. I know the girl's trying to get the stories into the eyes, into the ears, but does everything need to be 2 hours long?
It's an hour and 40. It's not 2 hours.
I'm rounding
it's
up.
An hour and, ma'am, it's only 10 minutes over the regular 90 minute fare. Don't give her that. 20
but
extra
the Invitation 2022?
That's a 2 hour film.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the 2015. Because I'm like, 2015, 1 hour 40. Now, The Invitation, yes, it's 2 hours, but
oh my God.
I wasn't mad about it. I'm not going to lie to you guys. The ratings on The Invitation are pretty fucking low, 2022. But to be fair, I saw the unrated version first. And I did not know that, oh, y'all had to cut out the blood and bullshit, the shit that I came for. Also, I'm biased towards Dracula stories. I like stories about Dracula, although he is racist based on what he did to Blackula. I ain't forget, bitch.
No one did. The streets remembers, the North remembers, everybody know, bitch. We got your number. And I guessed it. Both films are an hour 40 / an hour 44, but they also felt like they was 2 hours. Just to give y'all a spoiler-free review of both before we get too much into it, because I recommend them both. Y'all probably looking like, what? That didn't sound like you did. Well, I did. So, The Invitation 2015, there's a guy named Will and his partner Kira, and Will gets invited to his ex's house for like a dinner function party. And they learn about more this whole activity thing that they got, his ex got into, called The Invitation. And then we see where that goes from there. And then The Invitation 2022, this young lady is invited across the pond to connect with her estranged family members and their friends. And of course, things go left because It wouldn't be a horror film without it. So you check both of these things out. You can stream them both, I believe, for the Freesky. Like we said, for the Invitation 2022. The Invitation 2015. The Invitation 2022 is currently on Netflix. Like Jazz said, that's the PG-13 version. So just to let y'all know, I have only seen the unrated version. It's never going to be a PG-13 for me. That's it. And it's probably like 10 films who fall in between the cracks. And I'm like, did not read.
Wow, that's so funny.
And you know it to be true. Like, I'm just oh, this is great.
I do. I want my fucks to be free, okay? Period. I want them to be able to cuss freely. And if they show a tit, show a tit. Like, not overdoing it, but where it naturally falls if we're looking at people's lives and shit like that. But I saw the unrated version first. It was a good time. I watched the unrated version again because, yes. And then I saw the PG-13 version, which... it's not fucking terrible, but it's just missing those extra, it's a little bland because it's missing those extra spices of blood. And then those scenes where the bloody scenes are attached to a little bit of story sometimes. So I'm like, oh, you pull in a little extra information. Then to make up for time, I feel like they focus on other shit more. And I'm like, again, I've only seen the PG version once, so I didn't like sit and compare scene by scene. But I was like, I just watched this a day ago, and I don't remember this scene being that long. They didn't focus on this in the other movie. You want to know why? Because they were stabbing bitches. That's why. That's why. Because there was other shit going on. So, spoiler alert for everything.
This shit finna get spoiled.
Yes. So, are we talking 2015 first or 2022? What you want to do?
Let's do 2015 just for, like, shits and gigs and time purposes.
Chronological.
You know all the words. Also, backing up real quick, the 2022 version, right? I am a little disgruntled because disgruntled because the way that you are describing the PG-13 version, and I know what I saw, and I'm just like, to be quite fucking honest, the movie we saw was also PG-13. Like,
it wasn't a big difference. It wasn't a huge. That's why I was like, I don't understand why.
You gotta fight the people at the MPAA.
8%. Yeah, I get if people don't like it. I get if it's a little derivative. I get if you knew kind of what was gonna happen. But I think what is really strong with that movie is the performances. All the performances are really good to me. So even with this base, like this, so it's just a really, it's giving base game in The Sims. Like, you just downloaded the game. You ain't got no extendo packs. Nothing else is going on. You just got base game. And that's cool because the base game is still sweet. You know, it serves its purpose. That's what I feel like about that script. And there's a little bit of dialogue that we didn't even need, girl. Also, that haircut in the end, what the fuck was that? Either way. Because
what it was is when you be going through shit and you decide you about to cut all your motherfucking hair off because you a new bitch today. I recognized it as soon as I saw it. I was expecting a haircut.
But I was like, oh, you did it yourself, didn't you?
Yep. Because they was going through it. And to be quite honest, when we get to that point in the film, I ain't gonna hold you, Jazz. I would have got home and dramatically chopped all my shit off too. This is it.
You're gonna be very surprised about what I would have done. I mean, I don't know if I would have cut all my hair off because, you know, I'm a bald head, small head, my forehead big, but I don't think I have the head shape for a Caesar. I don't think I got that, guys. Maybe not a Caesar. A fade, still. Girl, no.
Yeah, actually. A fade, possibly. But that haircut was that they had given themselves a little aggressive. But, you know, they was going through it. But let's dive into the Invitation 2015. Can we, like, before we get into the knit and grit, can we talk about how the shit really ain't hit the fan? Like, it slowly did, but it really didn't hit the fan until, like, the last 30 minutes.
Girl, like, really the last 20 minutes. And this movie is, like, what, hour and 40 minutes? So, okay, I'm not going to say the shit didn't hit the fan. I'm going to say the drama tension, the tension from the social interactions, that shit hit the fan more than once and several times. And, you know, I hate that kind of shit. Not because it's a bad movie, but I am feeling secondhand embarrassment. I am stressed. I'm breathing hard and shit. I'm like, please don't say that. Oh my God, why are y'all here? Please just leave. Oh no. Also, their friends are kind of dickheads. We'll get into their dialogue. I'm like, y'all are fucking friends. And after all of it, you know what? We talked about friendship on our last episode, or one of the last episodes, when we talked about bodies. Are these motherfucking friends? Like, the only person I feel like is really friendly is Claire. That's the only person I really like anyway. And then, you know, we'll talk about their fate. But
girl,
it's a very, it's a slow burn. But if you like drama it's good. It's good. The dialogue is good. The performances are good. The storyline is good. Then the reveal at the very end is bitch.
But also, when we got to the reveal at the end, I said, oh, nah. But definitely, it didn't go. It went over my head, but I caught it right before it blew off the back of my kitchen. After it get off the kitchen, before it just got, yep, it's still in the hallway. I caught it. And I was like, you know what? I peeped, bitch. Because they did say it was thousands of people from all across the states who was down there in Mexico with them getting their invitation on. And I said, you know what? Here we motherfucking go. We open up with Will and Kira, y'all. It's Will and Kira is their partner. And they're in the car and they're going. They got this invitation. Kira's looking at the invitation to call. She was like, it's real formal. It looks like a really... what is it? One of the higher end Hallmark cards, you know, when you get the real embossed, it's got like, you know, some feeling to it. The shit
could
is
real. Could
have
been custom made. Yeah,
exactly. The paper is thick. So, you know, they spent some money on the paper, you know, for those of us who like stationery, I'm looking at you, girl. It's giving card stock. Okay. It's giving, you know, it's thick, nice stuff. The envelope is thick. Okay. And so they're in the car and I'm going to just give you what's going on in my mind. You ready? We're in this car. I'm looking at Kira. I'm looking at Will. I'm looking at Kira. I'm looking at Kira. Baby, you're willingly going with your partner to his ex-house, but I'm looking at you and I'm just like, wow, immediately I know this is a better bitch I can ever be. Ever.
Kathleen.
And I'm
what?
Just going to leave. We're starting it right there.
But you know what? Okay. If it was just his ex, then yes, I would not be there. But because of the tragedy we find out later, and it's this and the friends, and maybe, you know, if that's a part of their healing, because it's not like, oh, they just got a divorce. No, you find out later as we go that they lost a child due to, some kind of accident. So yeah. I think I would have been a little bit compassionate in that sense. Like, yes, that's your ex, but y'all had a child that y'all lost. His room is still there. His stuff is still there. Like, all right, I can think about, and it's not just the ex. It's a bunch of friends that you have not seen. And also, are y'all fucking friends? Like, you lost a child
friends
and motherfuckers not even checking
friends
on you? Like, this is everything. And then even when they first walk in the door, because, of course, they hit a coyote on the way, which is traumatic. Then Will got to kill the motherfucker. Mm. Ooh. Which already shows that, I mean, they're going to do what they need to do if that's what it takes.
About that. But also, and it was to end the suffering. And immediately when they said that, I said, okay, I don't know what's going to happen. But we're already dealing with grief off bucks. We already know something happens because you don't know right away that there was a death of a child involved and who all was going on. But you know something is not like exciting. Like it's not a really bright background. It's like a, you know, blue gray. What they clearly is overcast wherever the hell they at. They in the mountains. They cooling. And I'm with you. Like to a certain degree, we going to parlay because of the grief and out of respect for that. But it wasn't like they went to go clean out the child's room. They went to a dinner party. So we could have called on the phone for all that. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Yep, y'all can't see Jazz's face, and I'm looking at y'all.
Bitch, jaw's in hell, but you know what? You're right.
Could have been a party line.
In that bullshit. They would have been in that bullshit.
Zoom it up.
Listen, it was a lot going on.
Uvu was still with us at that time.
You're right. But at this point, they all at the party, you know, and some of their friends is already, friends with Asterix, like Kat said, is already up in there. And when you first pull up to the house, you hit this comment like, oh, because the house is nice. Oh, this was your house. This was Eden, his ex-wife. This was her house. Her family had, so pretty much people in her family had money and he did not. And maybe these are more Eden friends than his, because when he first come in, they talking to him, they're like, oh, you still look like a dirty dish rag. I was like, bitch, I'm about to turn smooth back around, because what the fuck, you hurt my feelings, bitch. Don't be coming in here talking about how I look. Like, that's dusty as a bitch.
Well, also, like, maybe they are kind of close, because maybe that's how they used to communicate with each other 2 years ago when they was cool before the tragedy happened. Like, I feel like, you know, maybe, like, maybe, you know, some firm groups kind of have, like, little digs at each other.
I guess.
They're different than our friend group.
Yeah.
We don't do that.
No. But then on top of that, they've never met Kira. They're going to be like, oh, my God, Kira, you look so great. I mean, they might have met her, but you look so great. You should have a child for her. Like, right now. I was like, what the fuck?
Okay. You're ready?
That is dirty.
It's dirty. I have extreme questions, comments, and concerns. Also, Kira's the only Black person in the room, everybody. So I'm really just like, Black woman, this already off bucks is giving it. I wrote in my notes, this movie was, it was another movie. Back up. This one didn't do it, both Invitations. But this one right here, it gave what's it like, a Your Next or one of them dinner movies. It's a dinner movie. So I already know whenever there's a dinner movie, some old bullshit is going to happen. It's something about everybody congregating around the dinner table in the movies in real life. About either it's going to be a good time and then, you know, somebody going to let something roll the fuck on out because they could not wait for us all to sit at this table. And that's kind of what happened in this situation. You're right. Yeah.
Dinner from hell. Like pilgrims. Okay. Yes. Like
Texas Chainsaw Massacres.
Oh, God. Not Host. Not Host 2020, but there's like Host 2019 or 2021 around that where they had like a Christmas dinner. It's on Shudder. And, you know, some other shit happened, but dinner went very awry. I'm just going to let y'all know. I don't know if you've seen that one.
No, I'm not sure if maybe. I'm trying to think of the movie with
Blood Rage.
With Jesse Whatchamacallit and that dinner scene in the end when he was doing the comics.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about? I know exactly what you're talking about. Because
my brain is like, Violator. I'm like, that's not Violator. No, stop it, brain.
Something violence. Acts of violence.
Random acts of violence.
They're waha.
Ta-da. Yeah, love brains. Shout out to
yes, we
brains.
Worked it together. Boom, boom, boom.
Brain power. Okay.
That our brains connected like a megazord.
I'm weak. No, but seriously, like all of these dinner scenes, and that's only just a little bit, like we could keep going. All of these dinner table scenarios, sit downs, congregations never really end well. And you know that going into this, I was a little sick. I was a little sick because it took as long as it did for us to get the punch to the chest, even though they were slowly building the story over time. And it wasn't so slow that I was turned off. But we are getting these conversations with each other. We are learning a little bit more about these characters. There's more than one character that's grieving in the room. We meet David. David is Evie's new partner, and this relationship with David and Will is kind of like David low-key, high-key, low-key is trying to give who got the biggest dick contest, and Will off the books, it's like something is wrong here. Like, he walks into the space, and it's kind of just like, this not it.
Yeah, but the thing about David is, I just feel like he give off bad vibes, and I feel like part of it with Will was, oh, let me put my dick on the table, but not really, because I feel like he was chilling at first, when they first came in there, it wasn't so crazy. But then as soon as David came in, I felt the energy. I'm like, David, you're weird, bro. You changed it. You were moving locks. Like, why y'all acting like this? This is... Also, they bet on whether Will was going to come or not. Bitch, y'all clear as a... Not
lame.
Clear. Gina is a fucking asshole. But after they go around and do all this, Ben talking about some business, he's clearly the jokester out of all this, but he left his wife at home, but they know his wife or whatever, and Choi is late. And that becomes a major plot point at a certain point. Choi is like Gina boyfriend, but they didn't come together, but then something worked, whatever. And so the service is not that goes in and out up there, which is also another plot point. So the phone works, but sometimey. After they all introduce themselves, they just kicking it or whatever. And they keep trying to make people have a drink. Have a drink. Yes, they have a drink.
Red
Please.
Flag, red flag, red flag. Especially when y'all was drinking like that before 2 years ago.
Also, David's shirt was tucked in the front but not in the back. Red flag. This is exactly why I didn't trust his motherfucking ass. Why was his shirt like that?
I passed out at the mic.
I'm calling
like a
cops.
Pianist, bitch. The back is just laying over the...
Yeah, just flapping like a do-rag, bitch. Like, what's going on?
Like a baby with the Snapple thing out.
We're at a dinner party. Show some fucking decorum, bitch. The fuck?
You are dismissed. Go back upstairs and freshen up.
Get out of here. Put on a different shirt.
Okay. Oh, shit. So that to add to David's bad vibes, right? You could tell... The friends immediately could tell that the energy between everyone was different, especially with Evie. Baby.
With Eden.
We're going to call her Eden. Because her name is Eden, but they was calling her Evie, and I'm going to call her Big E.
Maybe that's her nickname. I have Eden written down, but Big I think it could have been her name. Big E.
So Big E was following after Will. First of all, when Will came in, she either was gone off the molly or something, because she was feeling real lusty. I don't know. I think they was just all in heat. I don't really know what was happening. But she was lusting after
in
Will.
Heat.
And they was in heat, bitch. And I said, Kira, girl. I was like, I literally, the whole movie, I had to pray for Kira's shirt on. Because Kira is at this dinner party, willily. She's a willing participant, I know. And you got Big E over here lusting over Will directly and indirectly. Indirectly in front of everyone. Not really like, ooh, she's like, oh, you're like, so handsome. You got like a glow about you. And then she rolls up on him. Yeah. And rolls up on him in the kitchen, like startles him. Cause there's a lot of time jumping too. Like they're showing you what happened in the past. You're getting glimpse of, you know, their interactions. You're seeing intimate moments between them. You're seeing moments of the sun, and then it flashes back and forth. So you're getting a bit of both. But when he's in his mind watching this, and this used to be Will's house, y'all. So when he's questioning all this shit that's going on, it's not just paranoia. Like he's like, hold on, like, noticing things like people who pay attention. I noticed you put the bars on the windows. I noticed that these doors don't have locks on them anymore. Like, why is everything closed up? Something is different about you. Like, he keeps saying, like, you're moving so different, and recognizing that the death is this really huge thing, like a really huge thing that has significantly changed their lives forever. Like, Will even says at the end of the movie, every day he wishes he would die. Like, he's literally just waiting to die every day because his kid is dead. And that is so sad. But girl, the girl Big E roll up on Will. And she trying to get real close. She pressing up on him. He's so damn startled. He done dropped the glass in the sink. And she's like, hey, ha, ha. Yeah, it's all good. No, it's okay. You're looking kind of glowy. I'm like, get your ass up out the kitchen, bitch.
This is a lot. And like you said, she definitely gave the vibe like she had taken some kind of drug. Because she was like way too happy. Will just didn't believe it. Because he was like, how can I be sit over here and be so depressed and feeling this way when we both are experiencing the same trauma? And this shit didn't happen like 8 years ago or 55. And that probably still hurt. But at that point, you started maybe living with it or dealing with it. But 2 years is fresh. And you sitting here like, I ain't seeing you. You just in Mexico. Who is this new nigga in my motherfucking house? Okay. Not my house, but it's your house. So it's not his house. Like, there's bars on the window, certain room, everything shifting around. You called everybody here out of nowhere. Why? What's going on, bro? What? And you're so happy to see everybody. Why you niggas doing this shit?
Shibby-doo. Like, just, Shout out to Will, because he knew it was off. Once again, pray for Kira. She then came in. She's sitting at the table. She just looking around, trying to take the scene in. She's trying to be so supportive. Like, she's such a supportive partner from what we see in the interactions of her. Like, she's very patient. Because her partner has just gotten out of a divorce or just wrapped up a divorce because of things that happened slash after a death of their child. Like, that's a really, you know, like, and like you said, it's only been 2 years. It's not like a decade has passed. This is a really fucking fresh wound. And she's just trying to be there to support him the best way she can. She's sitting up at this party. She's like, hey, you know, and she even recognizes when things are going left to a certain degree, like in regards to Will's feelings might be getting too big. And she's like, we could just leave. Like, we don't even have to be here, beloved. And I'm thinking, yes.
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes. It's one of the times. And I feel like this is also a thing where you have the main character, where you're not following a woman and their husband and over to the side. You have the girlfriend who is, you know, empathetic and smart. Like, you know what? We don't have to stay here. I think it's time we go. Do you want to leave? We don't. And then even on the way, she was like, you know, we don't have to do this, right? Like, you know, she's like, you know, we could go. And she never like makes him feel small or you say something wild to him. Although when you perceive everything, you watch it the way the guests are seeing it.
Yeah.
You think Will is at a breaking point, and once you realize later, some people are gaslighting him, straight up gaslighting him. But that'll also make you feel like you are going, like, losing your mind because you know, like, you know, you're not crazy. He's not crazy. He's sad, but he knows something's going on. He's not being paranoid. This is weird, bro. I knew you. I was with you. I know what kind of person you were. This is not the person I knew. And a 2-year change like this is wild. And also, it feels like you just erase them. You can't just erase that. You can't just change that and feel like, oh, think the trauma is not there no more. Girl, who you and David are shifty. And then you're going to bring Sadie, who come down to sit. Bruh.
Sashay's in the room.
Hi guys, join the party. And it's like a throuple pretty much. They give the illusion that they're all fucking everyone. And I'm like, this is so not all, and as Will, he sit here like, you to act like you forgot about son death. Who is this new nigga in the house? You done got a whole new bitch too. What kind of lifestyle are you? Are you even doing this because you want to? Or are you doing this because you are masking your grief with this? Like, what's going on here?
I think the answer is yes. Okay. Talk about escapism. I'm so glad you brought up the throuple because I think Will peeped. Okay. Two things. I thought about you talking. Will peeped the big sex energy that was in the room before he saw Ogre in the background doing the freaky wine. Like, it was a lot. And then she slides into the room like, hey guys, they met me down in Mexico. Like, she was... She wasn't singing it, but she was like, I was just down there. Like, we were having such a good time.
On drugs too, bro. Like, all y'all on drugs.
What y'all on? Like,
this can't be the alcohol. This everybody else around you is having drinks. What's going on? And not just Sadie Pruitt, who we seen in Channel Zero Season 2.
John Carroll Lynch.
Yes, the No In House. Watch Channel Zero if you have not started
Twisty
it.
The Clown.
I'm staring at you guys. Okay? I've talked to you more than once. I'm looking That's out right. at the audience. Channel Zero. Okay? That's right now, Kat's talking through her teeth and so am I. Right it's now. Kind
of scary. No, seriously.
A little scary. But no, really, I don't want to have to threaten you guys again. Please. I'm going to be floating outside your window. Just like Salem's Lot scratching yes! at your fucking window. Like, let me in, turn on Channel Zero. Same thing. Yes, same thing like I said about Yellow Jackets, which is coming out either this week or whatever. It's coming out very soon. If it's not already out, you need to be watching Yellow Jackets. Girl, I'm staring at all of you.
Turn it on. Do your thing, bitch. Do your thing, cuz. Do it.
Not do your thing, cuz. Bitch, get the fuck out of my face. That movie you. Is... Ah, I'm gonna block unfollow. You, bitch. Block and block.
Do your thing, cuz. I'm so weak at that shit. I can't believe it. They said, I got it. And I knew who was in the writer's room that day.
That is... It wasn't me. I'm gonna let you know.
I know that for facts. Look at your hands. Not the backsides, the palms. Okay. So... As we recognize the thruple coochie energy in the room, Will immediately is like, okay, back up. Because the gaslighting part. I noticed that Big E said that Will was glowing and he was shining. And I know that wasn't no nod. I don't think so. But in my brain, okay, so is he shining? Because he knew when he came in here, something was off. Maybe he just, you know, peeped everything and he just didn't like the changes. And now they're trying to gas him up. With David, because this is my space now. Like, this is where I am. Girl, I don't give a fuck.
Girl, I also think, I don't know if it was a shine, but I feel like he was just already heightened, like heightened sensitivity to this shit, because he about to go in here, and he hasn't been in this place in a long time, and probably his last memories of it was a certain way. Mm-hmm. So he's feeling all the changes hard, because it's not like he's been, you know how you be somewhere and the changes happen slowly, and you're there experiencing them, so they don't hit you as hard, versus you leave somewhere and come back 5 years later, and it hasn't been 5 years, but you come back X mm-hmm. amount of time later, so all the changes are like, oh shit, okay, damn, all right, wow. It's like playing a game, one time mm-hmm. and then coming back 2 years later and you seeing all the updates. You're like, oh, okay. Y'all can do this now. That's wild. No, I know y'all can do all that. But I think it's part of that. Like, he was just aware. And he's a good horror movie character, because with shit not adding up, it's time to go. The only friend mm-hmm. who was like chilling was Claire. Like, she was like, ask me a question. Let's talk. What's going on? Now, all this amounts to all of them sitting in the motherfucking room talking about the invitation, that little cult shit. They gonna pull out a videotape. They gonna pull out the VHS. Not a VHS. But not you pulling out the tapes. Anytime we had a function and niggas wanna pull out some tapes, it's time to get my keys.
Grab your purse.
Coat. It's time to leave. We can leave the coat. Just take the purse and the keys. You can have the coat. Donate it. Bye.
Okay. You're right. First, they went from saying, oh, this sounds like a cult. Like, it sounds like you guys are in a cult. And before I even said it, I said, this is a cult. Watch this. I don't know how I know, but I do. And then when they pulled the tape out, like the substitute teacher came into the class, all I could think is, if it was me and my partners, Jazz, you know, I would have looked at you. We wouldn't have been here this long. We wouldn't have gone to this event.
Bruh. First, as soon as they would have bet on us coming, I would have been like,
it's time to go home.
Let's get one drink and get the fuck out of here. Okay? Let's get a whiskey sour. Bye.
You know, I pulled a shot out of my chest and gave it to you and said, there's our one drink.
Okay.
Guess what? I packed
You know
shots.
What? You're right. We probably would have bought bottles. You're right. If we go to, because we aunties, we don't come to no functions empty handed. We definitely got a plate. Or we done made deviled eggs or something. We got something with us. I come here with a deviled egg and you talk about you better be coming here and you also being weird. I'm going to set these eggs down. I'm like, you know what? Ooh, let me go get the rest of the eggs out the car. Never come back.
Because, bitch, you better than me. I would have said, oh, man, let me get something real quick. Like, act like my hands was full. I would have took the eggs so we got some snacks.
Not you taking the eggs
That's
with
right.
you.
You can't eat my fucking eggs. So y'all sitting up here being weird. I'm taking pickup sticks, too. Because you know I snuck it in my purse on the way up. God damn it. That
you
and Uno.
You pickup sticks.
And you know
okay,
I would
Uno
like,
is fine. But you, no one knows how to play fucking pickup sticks but you. You the only one
And
you
know
to
I
explain.
Got time to teach
you
everyone.
You to put out a PowerPoint from your phone. Excuse me, these are the rules. Because I knew you were going to ask.
This is all y'all gotta do. No, but seriously, I would have took every Jazz, I left something in the car. Could you help me real quick?
Yes, and you know I'm gonna ask you off. No question. I'm like, bet, all right, cool, I'm with you.
look at you, bitch, we leaving. You would have just saw me just zoom right off the lot.
Let's go. And you got in the car, we would have drove, and I would have just, I wouldn't even say nothing. For the first 10 minutes, I would have waited till we got away from the house, and I would like, so what's going on?
You knew I peeped some shit. You knew it.
So I'm not even going to say nothing. It's like when you see other black people running, and you not even, you just start running. I am too running. Like, girl, and then once we get 3-4 blocks down, what the fuck going on? It's zombies. Like,
what's, hey, what happened?
Jack Del Cito, cuz. What the fuck is going on?
I don't waste no time, because when the shit pop off, anybody tell you, some shit get weird or some shit pop off, I'm going to either look up at you or y'all going to look up at me, and I'm already out the door. It happens all the time. All my friends can vouch. Baby, we still alive for various situations due to this. We love to see it. Amen. And shout out to Will and Kira, because they was doing their motherfucking thing. Like I said, anytime John Carroll Lynch pulls up, I know some shit is off. He's sitting up here looking real chill. Then he tells his life story about how he killed his wife. And he's like, but you know, I'm cured now. Like, I'm good. And I said, y'all got to get out. You
gotta get out. Then, first of all, we'd have watched this lady die on tape, right? And everyone's like, why would you show us that, bitch? Because it's not like people are not asking the questions, but no one's fucking leaving. Then, once he's, now, before he even gets to that game, they're playing this game because I want, like, say what you want, just have it. And they all kissing each other and shit. I'm like, this is not, then the girl doing coke. I'm like, I don't know about this, guys.
It's party time.
It's probably, I don't know, but that coke, you got all that coke you used to do. You just keep it coke. I don't know the shelf life of coke. But if you don't do coke no more or do drugs or drink anymore, I don't know a lot of people who keep it in the house. On top of that, I feel like you put something in that, because what we find out later, and we don't know if it was that or something else, but I'm like, I feel like you had them drugs on deck just in case, okay? Just in case that yes. People was like, I'm going to take them so then you can incapacitate people, you know, that way. And they're talking about all this shit they want, and that's when they get to Prudy tell the story. And the problem with this is, he going to, and he's acting. Mind y'all, no in-house, again, Channel Zero, he's also acting. And he's like, you know, I did this. I was, you know, she was trying to take my wife, she was trying to take the bottle from me. And I killed her by accident by hitting her or whatever. And then he says, and at first, everyone was like, about to be like, you fucking murderer. And she still is. But then he's like, I did my time. I went to jail. You know, I went to, so it's like, well, yeah, you did this thing and you went to jail and you're doing better. But everybody's like, girl, you're not doing better, girl. Will's like, bro, what the fuck? It's time to go. Who are these? He start going, who are these people? Who are these people? Who is these niggas? Okay.
Who are y'all? Y'all just casually watch someone die on what was, here's the thing, right? To your point of, they watch someone casually die. They ask questions, but no one left. No one left.
Girl. And except I'm like, Claire. Claire's the only one. Like, once she heard Claire went story, to the upper room. She said, guys, I need to leave. And then they were trying to get her to stay. And Will, good friend, said, if she wants to leave, let her leave. Because if we had a function, any kind of function, we could be in the middle of the club, have time. I'm like, my friend said, it's time for me to go. And I'm like, bet you good? All right. See, text me when you get home. Ain't nobody about to say, you know, no, you need to stay out. Girl, first of all, we too old for this shit. Everybody buried with kids. Everybody was trying to party till fucking 3 a.m. Also, if I feel uncomfortable, whether my feet hurt, and yes, I've called Uber and left the party early on my own fucking birthday. Because I was like, you know, these shoes are uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm ready. I could just go home. I've taken my pictures already. I could leave. Here come Pruitt. I parked my Prius behind you.
Fuck off.
Did you park your Prius behind you? Did you park a blade in her? Okay, because Claire don't make it home is all I need y'all to know.
And Will is, okay, Will is that character, bro. Like, I really enjoy how this character is written, because he's watching out the window. He's scoping the scene out. Like, they're trying to gaslight him and make him seem like, oh, his paranormal and grief is taking over and he can't just be cool at the party and blah, blah, blah. And he's staring out the window like, I want to make sure, because he asked Claire, does he want her, does she need to be escorted to her car? And she's like, no, I got it. I'm cool. It's literally just 15 minutes away. But he's all like 15 steps away. But he knows something is off. He keeps saying something is off. And to your point, like, he's talking about Choi not being there. And then when he gets outside and gets the message that Choi was actually there. So he's like, all right, where the fuck is Choi? Like, after, you know, the old girl vanished. And David came and interrupted. So you saw where Pruitt backs up. You see where Claire's trying to back up, but you see Pruitt step back into the scene like he's flagging her car down. And then David comes and gets Will away from the window, because David is also on the Will like, you know, you're always talking about like everything's changing and blah, blah, blah. And this is when a dick started rolling out on the table. And he was just, you know, I really was like, geez, Louise, leave him alone. Leave him alone. David, leave Will alone, please.
We didn't leave him alone. They eventually get to the point where this is the, like, and even before this happened, Sadie pulled up on Will, was like, ooh, I could make you feel good. I could make you feel good without even touching you. Bitch, what the fuck? And Will was like, girl, I don't want none of that. She was like, you could hurt me. I don't want to hurt you. Girl, I'm just trying to make a phone call, bro. Leave me alone. And that is supposed, that's how you handle bitches on your dick, okay? Because a lot of people, oh my gosh, she came to me. It doesn't matter. He was like, no. And he wasn't even disrespectful. No, he's like, no, no, thank you. I'm cool. I don't want any of that. Excuse me. I'm going to make this call. Bye. Weird.
She had that breathy ass voice, like, yeah, I can do anything. And he's like, can you get me home, bitch? Like, no, I don't want what you got. I don't want what you got. And it gets real aggressive. Like, just fast forward a little bit, because a lot of it is just dialogue and interaction. Like, it's a long ass movie, but in the dialogue and interaction, the gems are dropped. It's showing you, like, hey, some shit is happening. You're able to see the dynamic between the characters. You're learning a bit more about the characters. You're watching them go through the motions and emotions as they navigate through grief. Grief is the theme in both of these films. Connection is a theme in both of these films.
Definitely is. And just how we deal with pain. Because she'd be like, pain is optional. It's a chemical reaction. And Ben, let's talk about something, bruh. So what are you doing? Shitting your pain out? Like, what are you? He laughing. And she's like, and she slaps the shit out of him. And was like, you know what, bitch, you don't take nothing seriously. You never listen. That's why I don't nobody give a fuck about what you think. And I was like, hey, if I was Ben, that would have been my cue to leave the party. Mm-hmm. I would have like, wow, I just got fucking slapped at a function. And I have never been slapped at a function. Not going to lie. I've slapped someone at a function. Yep. Every time. Every once in a while, I think about me slapping somebody at a function. They licked my face. They were a stranger.
It was well deserved.
I slapped the shit out of them. I slapped them so hard the music stopped. It was like, it was just like jazz music stops, literally. But I was just like, it's time to leave the party. Like, you can't just continue to have a good time after you've been slapped in the kitchen of the function. I think we need to get our coat. And he don't get his coat. He keep drinking and shit. He stays for quite some time. I'm like, motherfucker, do y'all not have enough? Do you not want to go home to your wife and kids? Y'all already don't like each other. No. He talk about having angry sex. I'm like, y'all don't like your lives. And your wife's like, this is, she need to whoop his ass when he come home too. Because he didn't definitely kiss him. And he's like, don't tell my wife. Your wife need to divorce your bitch ass.
Girl, I told my partner that if it was me at the function, I'm like, no, I'm not telling. Bitch, I'm Randall in the chat. Hey, just want to let you know what all is going on right now. Just send a text real quick. Send as a text. Because the service was going in and out. So when my phone gets some service, that one little bar, your wife is going to know, nigga. Like, see you later. I'm sitting there like, nah, y'all not about to have me sitting up here watching husband and wives making out with other people and unconsensually. Like, this is not it. I'm not about to be a part of this. Like, I don't even like y'all enough for that. I am Randall. Okay, I'm hunched over my phone. This is what I'm doing. And I'm hoping the sound is off so you hear the ksh when I took a picture of your ass.
Bitch, what if it flashed like it out? Oh, embarrassing. Embarrassing.
Damn, that was me. Ooh. I'm looking around like, who was that?
Well, not you acting like you ain't take the picture. Oh my God.
You know I will. I'm like, damn, y'all saw that?
No, maybe bitch, we saw you. What the fuck? You took the picture.
What picture? Oh, like, don't act brand around. New.
Look at it.
Maybe I gotta clean my glasses. Just get quiet.
Oh my God.
Why and you know like I play that shit off, bitch. I would. I don't even care. I don't even care. You right to me. You right. I took a picture. I don't even care, bitch. I'm snitching. Ha ha. Caught your ass. Relationship over. You ain't want to be with that bitch anyways. Saved you and her.
That's just why you take a video. Everybody. That's why you take a video, not a photo. You take because
you smart.
Mm-hmm. You just hold me that
with
down.
With the flash on while I'm recording the whole shit.
It's me with the flip phone like I'm Chris Pine. Hello.
Bitch, I'm about to be looking like Aretha Franklin with the camera, nigga. Just recording everything, like.
Just got your ass.
Got you, 4K. Sweetie.
You're doing great. I'm taking the tape. Okay. I'm going to put this tape in my purse and send it straight to your wife. Jordan would have killed
me first, immediately. As soon as I hit send. Pow, the jig is up. Like, wow. They got me out of here. Curious
what the shit like. Oh my God. Now we in fucking kill because we spilled the tea. Not because even the invitation. We got to get taken out early. Also, I want to talk about that food on the table. Why the fuck them carrots look like that? It's like they took them carrots and boiled them whole and sprinkled some shit on there. I was like, now, I don't know about these carrots, guys. I was going to leave my comments to myself. I don't like, this food is, it looks real artisan.
That's a good word for it. Here you go. I was going to say it looked real fresh.
It looks real fresh. Not, I don't know if fresh is the best word because, you know, after they cooked it, I just don't, You know, some people eat different. People eat different foods. All right, that's on them.
I was gonna put fresh. Sometimes I put exotic on it, but I don't really know because I'm like, this looks foreign.
If they would have brought that food to Thanksgiving, somebody, auntie, cousin would have definitely been like, "Who brought this?
You know,
we're taking this out of the function. Like, you can't just be bringing them whole ass carrots and ain't nobody trying to eat them."
This would have definitely been at that Friendsgiving function we went to.
Oh my God. Okay.
Then we went to what a motherfucker put the
story time. All right. So Friendsgiving, I feel like this was like 2016 or 2017. We go to this Friendsgiving. It's nice. You know, it's up in the nice parts of Maryland. Chevy Chase. So you know it's old money out there. New money.
We're gonna say Chevy Chase so the people don't find us, but that's what we're gonna call it today. But it was in the area.
That's as close as I'm
getting. That's all right for it.
But out in that area, people got money. So we go out to that place. I mean, people ain't even out there no more. But we go over here. We go inside. And everybody bringing dishes, right? So me, I'm like, oh, I'm bringing some barbecue chicken. I'm bringing some macaroni and cheese.
I was waiting on you at the party.
Yes. So Kat get there before me. I don't know what I was doing beforehand. I don't know what
You had just got off of work and you was finishing things up. Big traffic that night.
Yeah. So I'm bringing the drink. You know, I got the pans wrapped up in the full hot in the back seat. We just strapped them in. We coming. I pull up with the food. So all the black people that linked up in this huddle, right? And they like, all right, what you bring? And we'll put our food together. And I'm not trying to be funny, not to say that all white people can't cook, but you go and start looking at the plates of what they had. And there was macaroni and cheese that had sesame seeds in it.
I'm in hell.
I don't have Snapchat in my phone no more, but I have a Snapchat. If I log into my account, I can go into my history and see that Snapchat of what the fuck is this? And it's like me zooming in or sesame seeds. I don't know. They had all kinds of bullshit in the fucking mac and cheese. I was like, now, what is this?
It was poisoned.
That was some exotic ass shit. Ain't nobody asked you to put all that up in there. Like, all you need is cheese, egg, butter, milk, and some seasoning, bitch. Now, if you want to put some extra, a little extra, like, these are the basics. Like, come on, man. Sesame seeds? I ought to slap your fucking mother.
Listen, I want y'all to know I and the rest of the other Black People Coalition that were at the function were patiently waiting for Jasmine to arrive with the real mac and cheese because we knew that shit was a joke. I don't know what that was, but they all were real serious and real geeked. And I looked around and I immediately knew whose food I was eating. Immediately.
No, we looked around and made judgments. We made choices based on evidence that we saw in front of us. We looked at exhibit A through H and that food was not popping, bro. I didn't know. Them seasons was weird. Some of that chicken was pink in the middle. We not doing that.
Raw, baby. Raw.
I'm not. My chicken at least is cooked all the way through. That is the bare minimum I could tell you. The motherfucker's cooked all the way through. At least.
I'm still scarred.
We eat each other potatoes. We like, all right, you got some potatoes. All right, you got some salads.
Just I was not eating until you got there. I wasn't eating and y'all shit. I left my shit in the oven.
Bro, they was calling me like, you on your way? Because the food.
Stop it, baby. Please.
I'm like, I'm coming. Please. Oh, but yeah, their food is wild. They eating all that dinner. Will is not having a good time at the dinner table. I want everyone to know, like, he is zoning in and out. He even says, like, Kira Damon. I feel like she don't hear him. Like, enough is enough. He go outside. That's where the message of Troy come in. He come back in. And when he starts going off, right, it reaches, like, a height. It's a boiling point. He's like, hey, where the fuck is Troy? You had some shit. Either you taking these pills, because he just snooped in her shit. So he bringing all the evidence to the table, right? And all the evidence at the table. And everybody's like, oh, wow, this is wild. But then Troy come to fucking the door and make it seem like nothing he said was valid. But the problem is Troy come up, and then he crying and apologizing. But we look over to the left. Gina foaming at the mouth, bitch. Gina is out for the count. Gina's dead because they're doing like CPR. Here come David and shoot the motherfucker in the head. Like one of the couples, I forgot what his name is, but he's one of the older friends. I have his name as we go down, but he's dead anyway. It doesn't matter. So now we know that David was right. That's why he slapped. Because at first he came in slapping the wine out everybody. Sorry, you're right.
That's Will right. came same out thing. Same yeah. face.
Damn. No.
They kind of look alike, and the only difference is Will got a shaggy cut, and David looked like he had went to the job interview.
No, they have very different eyes and noses. Yeah, okay. No, I don't
I'm
think
using
so.
This as a Harry Potter Cedric Diggory reference. Okay. Now, this is my
Y'all
Harry
know
Potter.
What I... Okay, this is what I do. Y'all know it's a running theme that I think that Robert Pattinson and not Elijah. Well, no, Robert Pattinson, Elijah Wood, and what's his name who played actual Harry Potter?
Daniel Radcliffe.
I think they're all the same person, and they are not all the same person. And so Robert Pattinson in, like, don't even look like Daniel Radcliffe for real when you look at them together. But I'd be like, yeah, this is it. They all Harry Potter. Me looking around wildly. Yes, they're all Harry Potter. They are not all Harry Potter at all. Elijah Wood do look a little bit like Daniel Radcliffe, though. Y'all can't tell me that he does not. Do. That's wild. Now, Robert Pattinson does not look like them for real. He's like, oh, he's definitely not one of them. It's like when Mojo Jojo put on that costume to go to the sleepover. All you can clearly tell this is not
because he was fucking. What is not like face. The other
Mojisha?
And they looking at him, and he's like, "Yeah, you guys don't know it's me." And they're like, "It was you the whole time."
But the other girls didn't know that was wild.
They didn't know, but the Powerpuff Girls did. At one point, they was just like, "Now Mojo,
I can't believe this shit, bitch. What are you doing?"
I'm fucking crying. But yeah, so here's also where the cult vibes really cooked up. After the videotape, because that was the indoctrination right there. They press play on that tape and nobody left. So that already tells you these people are going to ride for the crazy shit. Choi come back in. And before he come in, well, right as he come into that whole scenario, they're like, everybody take a glass. Let's get a glass. We're about to, you know, just cheers to it. Cheers to the freaking weekend. And I was just looking. I said, don't drink that. That shit is poison, bitch. Don't drink that. And Will was on the same time as me. Don't do it! Slapping everybody's shit up. And that's why Gina was over there foaming at the mouth. And that proved they done spiked your drink, beloved.
Damn.
Oh, back up. David puts a red lantern in the yard, right? There's a part right before the toast scene. And Will is once again looking out the window, kind of looking dazed and confused, but also trying to see what all the fuck is going on with David watching his ass. David goes and hangs a red lantern in the backyard, and he seems like he's just out there thinking and, you know, just getting his time up before he comes back in. And I'm not even going to hold you. I was thinking, like, because you noticed something that all the people who went to got the OG invitation was down in Mexico. They all have the one thing they said they all have in common is they all dealt with a lot of grief and death in their lives. So that's why they all connected to, you know, find that peace within themselves and also help one another. So I thought, or it made it seem like David was out there just, you know, probably reflecting with the light. And I said, okay, maybe it's like a ritual for him. I'm just going to stare at the camera and stare at y'all. Because after everybody getting shot up, stabbed up, all the things, Will, Kira, they running around the house. Will thinking there's a door upstairs. Baby, they didn't change this house in the last 2 years. You upset. You can't get the fuck out at all. You watching everybody getting killed up, stabbed up. And one of the other husbands, I think he makes it out too after, you know, they jumped all the people.
He does, because you baby. See, they are fighting David because they done whooped everybody's ass. Even to the point where Eden shot Will, but then she shoots herself. And wildly enough, Will not dead. And then she's talking about like, oh man, I'm so sad. Please, oh no. And after a while, they fight David, but then the dude tackles him and they struggle on the floor. And that he pretty much dies. But she's like, take me outside. And Will about to pick her up. And Kira helps. Wow, bless her heart. Because I was like, wow. Again, this is the point where Kira was better than me. I would not. You would have dragged that bitch outside by yourself. And I would have watched you. I wouldn't have stopped you. But also, I would have been like, leave this bitch try to kill us. She tried to kill us. She could die in that kitchen floor.
Not even just that. When Will and Kira have a conversation outside, a few moments before all the shit pops off. Mind y'all, this is like, we're now in the last 10 minutes of the movie. Like, the shit don't really hit the fan until the last 30, like Jess said, 20 minutes. Like, it's hitting the fan, but like, the action, this is what's going on. So when Kira and we're all outside talking, and Kira's like, you know, I'm gonna be here for you, I'm about to support you, you know, I could do whatever, we can ride or die, you know, we could, she's saying all the stuff. And Will basically, because the grief is whooping his ass, is like, I mean, I love you, Kira, but I don't think you can help me. I don't think there's anything you do. And this is after he told her, like, I want to die every day. Like, every day, I am waiting to die. That is it. And I was just like, Kira, I know that this character seems very supportive, but baby, here's the signs. Here are all of the signs. The write-up, the weird sexual energy of everybody in the space trying to turn this into an orgy is getting interesting. And this man straight up telling you, like, he loves you. And you can decide to be here if you want to. This might change, you know, because it's time. It's people. Things happen. It may stay the same. But he's like, yeah, ain't shit you can do. I'm about to be sad every day. So We out.
We here. But you know what? When he says that, you also realize that, yes, you're sad, but you have some will to live. Because look at how hard you fought to stay alive. You fought. And when the shit go down, he look at Kira and say, we gonna do whatever it takes. You understand me? We getting the fuck up out of here. And I don't know if that's because he needs to save her desperately. But you also clearly are trying to also save yourself. You want to live. You feel like you want to die. But then when you are put in this situation where the pressure's on, you're like, you know what? Nah, bitch, I'm not done living today. Not yet. And he was he was debating. And so many times he was like, you know, I could just. And he was like, no, I'm going to make it. We going to make it like Jada can say. And they do. And then they go outside. And because, you know, the dude inside, Miguel was the one who got shot. So his husband is the one that made it. And he's like, I'm going to go get Miguel. But you're outside. You see all these red lances everywhere. You hear sirens. You hear gunshots, screams. So you know that people are dying around you. If everybody did in the house, I'm going to just go in the house and lock the doors at this point. We just have to go back in the house.
That's all you can do.
Because what you about to do, leave? No, we just going to go in the house, lock the door, wait till tomorrow and see what the news say, because somebody is going, it's enough affluent white people over here, somebody to call the police, and they actually came. So somebody's going to be reporting this. I'm going to just go ahead and lock all the doors, have another glass of the wine that you did not poison in my business.
Period. I would just be drinking water from the faucet at this point, because I don't know who to trust except for the tap water, and that's a statement.
Also, you don't know if you're going to be on the move again, because you don't know what your neighbor's going to do, honestly.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, because you see how far this cult's reach has. Like, there are red lancers posted all over yonder, all throughout the hillside, everything glowing. The ambulance, you can hit a military, you can hit a, you know, the helicopter. They got the GTA 5 stars.
The military.
You see the 5 stars across the top, bitch. It is crunk outside. Like, it sounds like the helicopter is floating over their heads. And they over here, and Will is just looking like, oh, bitch. So everybody getting jumped tonight. But that makes sense, because they said it was about 1,000 of them down in Mexico. They was all down there in the forest, fucking on each other and watching each other die and getting this shit popping so they can come back and they could do what they did. And I said, Lord have mercy, we're gonna pray for the people. And this is why, yes, and that's why I'm not banging with none of y'all hoes if I don't know you, because I promise you right now, if my friends pull some stunt like this, everyone is getting punched in the face before I go to my car. Leave you alone.
Wow. Lord, first of all, Lord have mercy is great.
Lord have mercy.
We're keeping that. I'm putting that in my pocket. Thanks for that. That was a gift. Because if I'm wild like this, please punch me in the nose. Because clearly I am tripping. What's going on here? I don't think our friends would do this. I don't think we would resort to all of this in our grief. I'm not going to Mexico to join a death cult and bring that shit back to my homies. I don't think so. But again, I've never lost a child, so I can't say how that feels. But
no,
this was a lot. This was a lot. I was like, damn, y'all really call everybody to dinner to beat they ass. That is so fucked up. How you gonna give me these motherfucking barely cooked carrots and then beat the shit out me? That's rude. That is really rude. I hope you know when you go to Snake Way, the Lord not gonna forgive that shit. They saw your ass. Yeah, you was going through grief, but they're gonna turn the screen around and they're gonna put your ass on the elevator going down. Okay? You're going downtown, like SWV, bitch. Bye.
Zoom. I'm crying because I just pissed everybody. Please don't stand over there. Go over there. You go on that side.
Next group we're going down. Come on. Yep. Stand over here. No, we already saw your tapes. Nope. Thanks.
We got you. We got space. We got space. We'll meet you. That's right. You bitch, you. They got you. Like, it just... So that's 2015, the invitation, y'all. Like, once again, this is a film. It deals with so many things. I wish it was a little bit shorter. It really could have been, honestly, like an hour and a half. It didn't have to be all of this. It could have been an hour 25, to be quite honest. But I do understand and respect the I wouldn't even say the lull, like everything that led up to the climax, because it was important information. Like, even from those small tidbits, it makes sense in the end why you saw a chameleon lancers, because of what I just said. Like, the signs were there. And the thing is, the characters are smart because they already peep. This sounds like a cult. And they're like, nah, it's not a cult. It's a cult. It is a cult. Get out right now.
It's a cult. It's definitely a cult. I the length is a little, it's not too wild. It's just that it's a lot of drama for all the heat to be tacked at the end. I'm not really mad. I'm trying to think of what they could have cut. The stuff that, a lot of the stuff was like kind of character. You learn about the characters, dead ass, what kind of people they are. Also, Karen Kusama directed this, and y'all know I go up for fucking Yellow Jackets. Let me tell y'all something right the fuck now, okay? So I'm like, I feel like she ramped it up in Yellow Jackets. Because the shit be popping off, but the shit be popping off real, real fast. Anytime, anything she make, I'm honestly on board for. I am not mad because I enjoy a slow burn here and there if it really hits. And The Invitation hits. It's just that I don't like being locked in social prisons for an hour and 15 minutes of the movie because all these situations that I am stressed about because I would never be, like, not would never because I don't know how my life will go, but I just don't want to be in these situations where I feel secondhand embarrassment. Also, why are y'all not leaving the party, okay? I would have just left. Everyone should have left at a certain point, and no one did.
And this is why you keep your taste on you, because old girl Claire that went outside, when he pulled up, when she kind of saw, hopefully she saw a glimpse of the knife, got your ass in the parking lot, bitch. That's exactly. Got your ass. Because, no. Sometimes it be your friends, baby. And that was the, literally, this was the theme of this. Baby, it was your friends this time that got you. Betrayal. Betrayal.
Betrayal. But yeah, betrayal. I enjoyed it. I think this movie's still a solid, like, 7.5, 8 out of 10. Not gonna lie to you. It's really good. It's really good. If you don't like slow burns, this might not be your bag. I'm sorry, but not sorry because this is still, it's really fucking good. And I think the budget was $1 million. It looks a little expensive. I mean, it's only one location, but you know, there are movies, I keep talking about vampire, John Carpenter's Vampires, and everybody's looking at me because there's people who love that movie, you know, shout out to y'all, but they spent like, what, $40 million on that movie, and it does not look like it cost $40 million. This movie looks more expensive than that movie, and they spent $1 million. And there's a few, like The Wretched, they spent like $1 million, $1.7 million. It looks a little bit more expensive than it is. Like, it is low budget, but it doesn't feel low budget. Yeah, this doesn't feel low budget. It's worth the watch. And it says it's free on literally Tubi and shit. Watch The Invitation. Watch it. Now, The Invitation 2022.
Had no business being as long as it was.
All right, Kat. All right. Yep. I thought it was only like an hour and 40 minutes, though.
Once again. And this is, first of all, y'all, I slid into space. My arm is out. This movie had no business being as long as it was. It wasn't very straightforward. Jazz kind of, you know, let y'all know ahead of time. It definitely gives creature feature. It is a creature feature, but when you're figuring out what the creature is, in my mind, I was like, these gotta be werewolves or vampires. And when I figured out it was the Big B Gang, I was like, yeah, I should have known. And the fact that this motherfucker seems to be or was described to be a descendant of Dracula, talking about some of the son of the dragon, gotta go.
No, I mean, first of all, one of the girls' name is not Mina, but Mina and Jonathan Harker live down the street, you learn, in the same Jane. It changes it up. I like what they did with the Dracula lore. I'm not mad. They took a story that's already existed, and everybody usually follow it to a T because of respect. But sometimes, you know, let the original text let loose. Maybe the original text wanted to wear coochie cutters one time, and it's out here, and you know, it got on a bralette and coochie cutters, and it's out for drinks instead of, you know, wearing a full formal ball gown. Instead, we have people coming out here. We got Lucy. Anytime there's a vampire movie and someone is named Lucy, I always think of Mina Homegirl. So that's just because I read Dracula when I was a teen. I've read Dracula more than once. I enjoy the novel Dracula. I just enjoy it. You know, I don't, and I'm not even, again, I know that people are about to boo, throw tomatoes. I'm not the big gothic horror fan on screen. You know, I don't like a lot of gothic horror on screen, but book-wise, gothic horror does it for me when I read it on the page. But then when they be showing me, I be like, I don't know, guys. Because it'd be a whole lot of show and not a whole lot of scare because they like to do atmospheric. And y'all can't just get me with atmospheric when I was 6 years old when I saw Casey Becker in Intestines. Bitch, you're going to have to do a little bit harder for me. I'm sorry, guys. I saw some fucked up shit at a very young age. You going, ooh, in an old house is not enough. This is not enough no more. And I do enjoy it. I will watch it. I'm like, oh, this is nice. But you got to spice it up. Now, Dracula, okay. Kat, I know that this is something I would never say, right?
Yes.
I'm not even going to lie to you. I really thought about in my brain debating, like, wow, because this one is Evie. I think her name is Evie. Mm-hmm. I might have married Dracula, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Okay. I don't go up for vamps like that, but I was like, no, this man, he's not only is he fine. Now, the problem with him was he was looking down on me from up front. He was looking down on her from up front. He was like, he was like, you broke ass
and classes.
Pretty much you earned. They was like, you're not even our time. You're way below our standards. You broke ass bitch. I was trying to give you a gift. You lucky. You a badass bitch. See, those are the things where I'm like, damn. Now, I can't, again, Dracula's racist based on Blackula, but also based on this. So I was like, damn, if he wasn't going to do all that, I could have really been, because he's fine and rich. I could have lived if you let me make all my art shit here. Also, I would have had some rules. I'm like, bruh, y'all can walk in the daytime. So I feel as though I should be able to get on a plane and visit my family and make shit normal and come to fuck back. Because I would have came to fuck back. Did you see him? I would have came back. But you know what? He was racist and you know, I can't.
And that's why he was not fine to me. It was the classes and that jumped out immediately. And I was like, yeah, he's not handsome at all. Actually, he's shaped a little funny.
Now he's shaped a little funny.
Y'all don't see me. I'm smiling because I'm like, I don't like it here. I don't like it. Before we even get into Evie and what all is going on with their lives, we see like a little backstory, something that was in the past. We see a woman who's clearly in some sort of peril. She's trying to get the fuck, and trigger warning, she unalives herself and does it in such a strong way where she basically decapitates herself. So that's a thing. And that's how the movie starts. And my notes on this movie before I get into it, it's Dracula meets Get Out. And walk with me. You ready? We're introduced to Evie. Bad bitch played by Natalie Emanuel. You've seen her before. She's played old girl in Game of Thrones.
Yep.
She's been on a lot of like little UK shows. She's done all the things. She's on the place. And Evie, she's longing for family. You know, she's just experienced her own trauma. She's got grief. She just lost a parent. And moving through that. And she got a homegirl friend. I forget the homegirl, Grace. And her homegirl Grace is, you know, always there for her. And that's why I said, okay, immediately, this is giving me Get Out vibes. You ready? And here's why. So Evie's like, I'm longing. I'm looking for my family. I'm going to go ahead and fill out this 23andMe. I'm about to get to the people. We're going to figure out where the fuck the people at. Bow. So she get a hit. And it's from her cousin, Oliver. She ain't never met before. And she's like, wow, I got a cousin. I didn't even know that. So she's geeked up. She's talking to Grace. And all I keep thinking is, red flag. Why the fuck you flying all the way around the world to hang out with a motherfucker you just met last week?
Bruh. And my thing was, okay, you see the cousin and the cousin already like super excited. First of all, in real life, people are like, oh, your cousin, message, cool. He want to meet you, invite you to a wedding and pay for it across the world. I don't fuck how rich he is. Ain't nobody doing, they don't know you. They don't fucking know you, bruh. Like, you could be anybody. You can't just pull up to weddings and we want you to come so bad. Everybody want to meet you. Like, especially when you see this is like a high-end British family, the Alexanders. It's like Alexanders, Klopstocks, DeVilles. Everybody's fucking rich. So, they don't want your broke ass around. They let everybody know you broke. Like, very, very often. And then it's just that cliche of, oh, everyone's rich and I'm down to earth. So I have these interactions with the rich people and I'm the, don't do that. That's weird kind of thing, which is cliche, but I'm not. Like, because the acting was not terrible, it was fine. But if it was put in the hands of, you know, worse actors, it would have it would have been grating. Because we know, like, okay, you're rich, I'm not rich, so I'm gonna come in here and let you know that you guys are being fucking snobs, pretty much. But we know they're fucking snobs, and they're not gonna stop being fucking snobs because your broke ass that came in here. Because at the end, when you push it too far, they let your ass know that you too were broke, and the only reason they was tolerating you is because your bloodline, because you was a bad bitch. That's broke, really bitch. All.
Here's the real thing. Even, air quotes, the help. Even the staff that is supporting people, they looking at her like, you broke, bitch. The only person that's not looking at her like, I can't believe you a brokey, is Mrs. Swift. Because Evie gets to the UK. So that's the red flag right there. Because we're not traveling halfway around the world, across the pond, to meet a family, to hang out with a family when I just met your ass yesterday. Okay, so that's the red flag right there. But what I do like about the characters is these characters, although they make dummy choices, smart, Grace and Evie been texting each other the whole time. Grace on FaceTime. She's like, bitch, turn your location on. I'm going to find you. You will not be lost. I'm looking at your ass texting all day. I said, okay. And that's why I was getting the Get Out vibes, because you already know what happens to Get Out. They stay in contact via phone. It's not somebody trying to dead her phone per se, but there are times where she like, they're trying to keep her away from her device. Like the still the distraction of not having the device, like pulling her away, Evie, to like doing pampering and other bullshit. And you see the text messages a little bit later stacking up. Like, girl, where's you at? What's going on? Da, 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 da.
Yeah. Also, Grace, which I enjoyed Grace. I did not like that they, you know, pretty much did the same thing. You take a darker black girl who's heavier and make her comedic relief. And then you gonna sit her as a fucking sidekick, even though you have a line at the end. Oh, you gonna make me the sidekick? Well, I'm usually your sidekick. We didn't see that for real. We only saw them in one place, like, twice. Like, you don't get to say, oh, she always your side. We supposed to just believe you, girl. I don't. You got this light-skinned woman who's racially ambiguous in the forefront of this. Yes, she might be black. I'm assuming she's black or mixed or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's racially ambiguous, okay? Where you could have had someone like Ducky Thought. Fine ass. Wow. You could have had anyone who was just not ambiguous about it. Beauties of all areas. You could just have them not ambiguous, but you made it ambiguous because it still could be tangible for other people. And then you still thinking, oh, just because she's black, the other sidekick is black, so it shouldn't be a problem. No. Clearly, someone's not ambiguous here. And we see that you put them as the sidekick character. And I personally don't like that. And although I do like black people getting paid, so I'm excited that she got a job and she got paid on this big Netflix movie. And she was pretty funny for the most part, too, except for that bat thing at the end. That bat pun was kind of weird. Mm. But I would have rather them have, like, a white sidekick. So, because we don't have white sidekicks often, black girl. It would have been more of a subversion for me. Like, no. Have a white girl whose only existence is to ask how mama's doing. How about you have that? Are you okay? Have you gotten there yet? Share your location. That would have been, you know, it for me. But you still, you know, kind of fell into the trope. Although you thought you were evading the trope by having another black girl in here. And that's not how that works to me.
And tried to make a JK about it at the end.
Like, girl, fuck you.
Here are my things. 2 points. One, I'm trying to figure out, like, if the casting was intentional or if, like, you know, it just so happens that these people took on these roles or if they got the roles and then they changed the story to match what was going on. Because I feel you. The dark-skinned friend is the sidekick. She getting two lines and it's really blowing the fuck out of me. I definitely would have wanted to see someone else or just, you know, not have her doing the things that she was doing. And then Evie, to the fact that she's biracial or racially ambiguous in here, she's around all these affluent-ass white people and they take, and she's connecting with that, with the mates. Like, they have the help come in. I can't call it the help, Jesus fucking Christ. And that's how they treat them, too. I think I keep saying it because they treat them like the help, air quotes. Not because that's their role. Like,
They're numbered. They don't have names.
1 through 5. And Evie takes the time to learn their names. Like, one person's name was Dee, you know, Sadia, you know, one person, you know, I think her name was Imogen, you know, but they had names. They wouldn't really call on her like that. But Dee was the one that stood out because she, you know, they make a note that, you know, she had a connection with her. And it starts because when she pulls up to the scene, she bumps into, I think, Dee or Emogen, one of the girls.
Both of them.
And knocks the, okay. They, I and think knocks that's how
you
black,
get both of their names because you don't get everybody else's name. And she's like, oh, my bad. She started helping to pick shit up, which is something a lot of us, you know, probably listen. If I buffeted you and I knock your shit over, I'm definitely about to stoop down and start helping you pick the shit up because my ass was not paying attention. I knocked your shit over. Here come Mr. Field. Talk about some cleanness. What's going on in here? You gotta clean this up. And motherfucking Evie gonna be like, girl, first of all, it was me. I knocked it over, you know, my bad. And because she's assuming like, oh, you're not assuming I'm the help. Because it's always a surprise where, you know you not the help.
Girl.
And he go, I don't care who did it, clean up. And she's like, girl, what the fuck is you talking about? You beg your pardon, bitch? And he's like, bitch, beg your pardon? They look at each other like the Diddy gift. Here come Walt, who's supposed to be the master of the estate, and Mr. DeVille. And he's like, my bad. I think this is one of our important guests. Like, bruh. And she was like, what the fuck? Does it even matter? Like, it shouldn't matter that I'm an important guest. You shouldn't be talking to nobody like that. And now he's sitting here with the IE ass face because, you know, he's a butler at the end of the day. And he can't talk to you or a guest. So he just gonna say, My bad. And did not say nothing else about it. Girl.
It's gross. And him as a top flight butler talking down to the other custodial staff, like, they ain't shit. Like, I'm a girl. Girl, what the fuck? Like, it was just the classism. You could just, and you're like, you know how those royals are. And I'm like, all I see is a large, mainly Caucasian space, and they are using this space to degrade everyone else. Like, that's really what I'm looking at right now. And the only, and they kind of have stars in their eyes when Evie comes in the room. And I have a few feelings about that, especially when you find out what all the fuck is going on. And before you find out what all is going on, there's little small things happening. You notice that in the middle of the night, you know, Evie come out of her room after she gets settled. She had to function. She beat everybody. Okay, cool, cool. She knowing her family members. She's trying to figure out, you know, she's kind of liking the Lord DeVille. And she's like, I don't really know. Fuck him. He seemed to be ugly, but on the inside. But I think my coochie wet. I don't know. So that's really, that's how she was looking, bitch. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm out of my business. But she comes out of her room at night because she's thirsty. And she sees the five maids standing in the middle of the room. And old boy is standing outside, out the front, and he's looking at them, and he's whispering real slow. And the bell rings. There's like a wall of bells, mm-hmm. and they're all labeled. And one rings, and he looks over, and he goes, "You." I think it was like, I think it was number five, one of them. It was number five, yes.
It was, yeah, but it was also the library. It was like, the library needs cleaning, bitch. Pretty much, mm-hmm. they send number five in there. She starts cleaning, she got her headphones in, whatever. And mind you, Miss Swift is like, you need to go inside. It's dangerous. You can't just walk around. Also, I would be like, what you mean it's dangerous? I can't just go get a glass of water? It's dark, but then I got my phone. I got technology. I got a flashlight on my phone, bitch. I got a smartphone. Mm-hmm. What you mean it's dangerous? I know the strike, you put the bars on because the strikes, and I learned those birds really do impale their victims. That's a dead, like, and they be bigger birds, too. They be like, bitch, kah, stab your ass and eat you. Wow. That is
intense. That's why the birds, the movie is scary. I'm scared.
Okay, but she sent her back. Mama gets eaten. We learn now that it's a beast or something is in the house. We don't know that the beast is maybe Master Walt, but we know that there is some kind of creature in this house eating people. And I know y'all take, ain't no way y'all clean this house from top to bottom and you don't know there's a monster in here. Y'all knew it was a monster in here. You knew it was a monster in there. And the maids just, that's why I don't give them names. They just get disappearing. Because later you see maids go get wine and they're like, you need two of us to go. You have a penchant for breaking things. Suck my dick, bitch. I ain't break nothing. They get their ass fucking snatched the fuck up by a monster. And you see and flashes of them. And no one hears them scream. Yes. Because they down in that cellar. And she out here, Evie out here with outfits on and ball gowns, motherfucker dropping dresses off to her so she can go to lunch and
red
shit.
Flag.
Mm-hmm. I was like, dresses, being bought a dress is nice, but also you don't know my style. You don't know me. How you know my size?
Also, historically, when people are just randomly buying you ballroom dresses, like think about all the old shit that we read or seen. When they're buying these ballroom dresses, there's usually something that's coming attached with these things. So when we get to the dinner, because the whole time they know they're there for a wedding. Evie's like, yeah, it's a wedding. We got having nice dinners with some weird shit going on and some noises. She's sleeping nice. She sees some niggas hanging out on the canopy, some claws. She's like, girl, I don't know what the fuck going on. She get dicked down by Mr. DeVille. He gave her that dick, baby. They just zoomed in. They looking in her eyes. It's a passionate sex scene. Cool. Once again, they ain't show no nothing. So I don't understand why. I just don't understand.
They suggested it.
Get the fuck out of here,
makes it
Jazz.
Rated R.
I hate it here. It wasn't even that crazy. But she getting, they smanging, they doing all kinds of stuff. You know, she, yeah, let me smang a girl. Smash your damn bang it. That's exactly Please. What happened. He was talking all sexy to her. He was like, it's all right. It's going to be cool. And she's like, I don't really know. It's kind of weird in here. But I think I'm having a good time. Like, I'm hanging out. And he's like, all right, cool. She already done chewed his ass out because he didn't pull up all these motherfucking receipts on her and all this other shit. I think this happened around the same time. My
yes,
brain.
Yes, when they had sex because they argued it and they had sex. You know, you got to make up.
Bye. After you did Google. Well, I Googled you because I wanted to make sure you wasn't robbing me. And that's, you know, like, to a certain...
You call me a thief. You pretty much saying... That's like me coming in your house and be like, do you steal? Bitch, I'm about to leave. First of all, no, I don't steal. But I'm about to pack up my purse and leave, bitch. I don't like that. That's stinky.
You're right. And the thing is, he didn't now... Because I'm all for doing the Googles on the people. We're going to... I'm going to do a full stop on that. I will Google you.
A full file sitting on a desk that you still have?
That's too much. That's too much. He's tapping in way too hard. And I'm just like, all right, man. Like, if you had to do all that, she shouldn't be here. But then you find out, right? Because she has this badass red fucking dress. God damn. walks in the room. Here's where she should have known the shit was going crazy. Outside of what she saw, she walk in the room, everybody's sitting down. You're walking in, they all quiet, they looking at you. Mind you, y'all, she been falling off from texting her girl. She getting a dick, she's dickmatized. She don't know what's going on. They giving her pipe. She's not even answering the phone. Don't know where Grace is. I know Grace is probably somewhere ready to beat the door down and whoop ass, but that's all right. We ain't pull her up yet. So Evie walk in the room. Dark room. It's so dark and moody in this entire building. I know the walls smell like wet, dank, and all the shit.
Atmosphere. Mm-hmm.
Especially mold, in that dust, cellar.
Victorian air.
Yeah. Just stones.
Gothic horror.
Ugh. I know it's cold in there. So she walks into the great hall room, and everyone is sitting at the table, and everyone, all of the guests, like Jazz said, are folks representing from the different families because they all work or provide things for Walt. And so another red flag, all of these people work and provide things for you. Like not like big businesses, shit. Like just like, oh, this is what we're doing. And I'm jumping around because we ain't even talk about the girl, Victoria and Lucy yet. So put that peg in that. She walks in the room and the only chair that's free is next to Walt. Now, in my mind, I know you the guest of honor, but the only people they make sit or they allow sit at the head of the at the table is the motherfuckers who are running this shit or they're celebrating. You. I don't know how Miss Mamas ain't get to that. And you're the, everyone has dark clothes on and you have on blood red. So they're making you, they want you to stand out. And she looks good in the outfit. I need to know who made this dress. It kind of looks like a McQueen, but I don't think it is. But I'm going to go ahead and look because it was given that with the shape and the feathers. So I'm going to just leave that on the table. So she's there. She's like, yeah, what do we celebrate? What's going on? And he's like, yeah, so we're having a wedding and it's going to be lit. And they're like, where's the guest of honor? And he whispered and he turns back and he's like, yeah, so basically we getting married. Like this is happening. And she said, we what?
No, did you accept it when I had my dick, you know, all in your guts? You said, I said, I was going to get married to you. We should make it a double wedding. You said, whatever, I accept. And that's all I needed, bitch. You know, contracts are real powerful, especially back in the day, because he don't give a fuck. You ain't signed shit. He said, great, thanks. Here's your gown. We're getting married. Call in the feast. Call in the reinforcements. They bring the maid in. This is something I did notice with PG-13. You don't see the throat slit on any show. It only faded. Because in the unrated, you watch her bleed out. They fill that cup up. They fill that little bowl up with mama's everybody blood. Drinking. Yes. And they're like, Victoria, like, oh. Thank God. Because the wives are interesting. Lucy is like, I need someone, a sister, someone who's nice to me because Victoria's a fucking bitch. And she's just really excited about New York. And Victoria's like, girl, I've been with this nigga for 500 years. I don't give a fuck about none of this, girl. Whatever, girl. I'm here to eat some people. I've been living this life for a long fucking time. Okay? Please, I'm bored. Bring out the blood so we can have some and marry this bitch so we can get it over with. Also, that bitch sucked her blood at the fucking, when they was getting their fingers, the manicures, okay. Which was a tense scene because of the sound effects. And I don't know, if I used to, you know, get my nails on the salon. I do my own nails. They're not done right now. But the clipping and you watching people clip your nails and being the tension of, please don't, because you've had people cut it too short before, or clip you or nip you. And it hurt. And it's like, oh, please don't nip me. Or they burn you with the fucking drill. Mm. Like they drill in, they drill too hard or too fast. The heat create like... Getting here, that can be very stressful. And the way they zoomed in on the sound fucked me up. And I knew with the sounds, they gonna cut her and something bad is gonna happen. And not her being butt ass naked and sucking that finger. I said, bitch, that's nasty. Bitch, I would have got on the plane just off because of that.
Victoria was trying to throw the cat at her. She was she was trying to get her ready from day one. Victoria was trying to be the big boss bitch. I'm the first wife. She was definitely trying to throw the I'm the first wife around indirectly. And then when the reveal happens, very directly, Lucy's just like, just here, bitch. Like, just the lackeys. Just,
girl, you know, it's giving big love. It's giving big love. Mm.
Sister wives sure are. And Evie is sick. Like, okay, so when Victoria is sucking the blood off of Evie's finger, we already know about all of the sexual undertones and direct sexual things that are happening in vampire films. So there's that sentence there. Boom, there you go. And so when she's sucking on that finger, I said, oh, she didn't consent to that. Like, I was like, this is, no. Evie. And she was very eager, she being Victoria, very eager to lock Evie in that box. Like, I was not a fan. They pulled that coffin out ASAP. Bitch, this is your box. We're going to see you tomorrow at the wedding. Holler! Locked her ass inside. And shout out and rest in peace to what's my girl's name? Mrs. Swift.
Who get her out. Yeah. Breaks out the box because she was friends with her great, her meemaw. Your great grandmother, she was the one who literally wrapped that piano cord around her head and literally beheaded herself and said, bitch, this shit end with me. We ain't doing this shit no more. I'm not about to be in here eating people. And you know, girl, like I really thought about it, like not on watch three, but the first one, I was like, wow, he's really fine. But then when you really zoom in on the classes, I'm like, damn, I cannot fuck you. You would drop my coochie all the way up. That would be so upsetting. But why you gotta be fine like that and then be like racist in the classes?
Like, and now you look like a foot.
Bruh. Like, and then you fuck him and you trying to trap me. When that nigga goes, you're embarrassing me. Bitch! You didn't tell me y'all was eating people. Y'all is eating like savages at this table. You just slit a bitch's throat at the table. I'm supposed to sit here calm. If anything, you should have told me off. As soon as I pulled up, you should have just took my phone and said, bitch, you a vampire. Okay, this is what's about to happen. So then I could have at least mentally adjusted. You gonna sit me at the table in a ball gown and think I'm about to just take this well? Who do you think? What do you think this is?
Girl, when she looks over at her cousin, who is also sitting at the table, because he's the scammer of the century. I said, here they go, girl. You can't trust Miss Firestorm. She's looking over. I said, and you know what? That's what you get for going off with them strangers.
He was too eager to meet you. It's like about, all you have to do is just put up with my bad sense of humor. If this was a joke, I'm going to beat your ass. Accent. Girl, fuck you. But either way, she has to, because she does try to get away. She makes a lot of smart choices. They kill Miss Swift, damn. And once they really lock her down, because she gets all the way out and pulls up on Jonathan and Mina Harker. Bitch, and you know, in the Dracula novel, them niggas is against Dracula. They are fighting for their lives to beat Dracula ass and they succeed. Mm-hmm. And they burn down. I knew it was Dracula when the first jank, what's the name of the estate? The estate is from the book itself, the name of it.
That thing then slipped me.
I wrote it down at a point. One day
it'll come up. It's all good.
But Carfax, Carfax. Carfax says, like, they're trying to buy property. The OG plot of Dracula is over in his castle. He got big old money. He like, bitch, I'm about to buy this. So then I can pull up in London and shake my titties, bitch. Because now I got a new estate. We in here. I'm about to get shit popping. Pretty much over here, you got new Carfax. So I'm assuming, why do they try to burn old Carfax down? They try to burn your Jake down and you got the new Jake. Yeah. And Mina and Jonathan is working with you because they don't want to die. Also, I'm like, what is in it for y'all, Mina and Jonathan? Because it looked like you live in a fucking abandoned part of town. It don't look like you got a whole lot.
I couldn't tell if that town was abandoned or if it was just looking shaky because, you know, during this time, the people was going through it. Because their house didn't seem like it wasn't, like, in a terrible state. It just also seemed very dark and gloomy like everything else. Yeah. It gave Cadaver the town.
That's what I'm saying. But Cadaver, even though there's no one around, where are the neighbors? Where is everyone else? Like,
they're in the house hiding, bitches, vampires outside.
I wonder if they're like, look, we just mind our business. No one eats us and we just let them do what they do. I wonder if that's the universe. But
I think so.
But it's really wild that Mina and Jonathan was like, yeah, come get this bitch. Mina literally zooms in and says, don't fuck this up for all of us. Good Mina!
Chaz, when Evie peeped that they was in on the shit from the picture in the house, and every time people keep offering chamomile tea, I'm like, don't drink that. Even when Mrs. Swift offered it, I'm like, why would you? They're trying to make you tired on purpose. Don't do that. Like, that's kind of like when I told you I actually took that echinacea tea and then I went to work. Big mistake. I said, I'm going to go in here. Why would I do that? Why would I do that? And I took medicine. Why would I do that? Same thing. Why would you drink the chamomile tea, bro? Why would you do that? Mrs. Swift made it very clear. Keep running and don't stop until you get to the airport. The airport. And where did you stop? At the first house you thought was going to give you fucking help. She said airport for a reason. You can't trust nobody, baby. This is the neighborhood town. Meaning somebody in here going to have some connection. And these was the first motherfuckers that was at the gaping at the entrance. Of course. So I was pissed because we already know she back at the castle. We upset. We out here. She get out though. She get out. She kills these motherfuckers. They get burnt up. She's staking them up. Top flight security. Motherfucking Walt, he's pissed. His the mask has been ripped off. So is he Dracula or is he the son of Dracula? Or is he Dracula scamming again?
It's Dracula adjacent.
Under a new identity.
It's Dracula. He just really put a new wig on and he
that old ass face was still there.
After he got his ass stabbed in the chest, he was like, but them wrinkles started really coming in. That Botox was failing at that point, bitch. He came through. Bitch, I tried to give you a better life, your miserable existence. She was minding her business making pottery, bitch. And she was not asking y'all. She just only did the 23andMe because it came with a little gift bag in her job. She was not that pressed, especially not for this shit. Okay, yeah, dating in New York was crazy, but she was not trying to find a fucking vampire person who was trying to fucking... You tried to kidnap her. You can't force people to marry you. Do the bloodline. Also, why the fuck can't nobody in the blood in your blood y'all bloodline have no girls? None of y'all, all these brothers, none of you could get married and have no girls.
I think that bloodline is cursed, baby. Cursed. Maybe. And or they already killed everyone. I think that's where we are right now. Because once again, another red flag. You come in here and it's all men. Ain't no bitches. Like none. Did they scare the hoes away? Like, what's going on?
Because that's scaring the hoe behavior. Like, you're scaring the hoes. You're definitely scaring the hoes.
It's like three rich white women in here. So that's it? Is the rest of the people at home? Like, it's not making sense because if this is the elite, baby, don't they usually play, what's that? They playing polo and shit in the yard. They got lacrosse. They got all kinds of stuff. They playing bocce ball. They're playing bocce ball. They out there playing the games. That's what I expect them to be doing. We got the polo fist on, like they about to go play, you know, tennis, something. I don't know. Whatever the rich people was doing. That's what I thought I was going to see them do. And no, but I did expect them to scam you. I definitely expected the rich people to be the biggest scammers in the room. Because
That's how they got rich. Duh. Like, what? You think they got rich off their own merit working hard? No. No.
Guffaw.
They got it from a fucking curse and a supernatural being that's ensuring that they... you know, continue having wealth with sacrifice. And usually that sacrifice involves blood, which means, you know, this person, you know.
Blood magic, sex magic. That's what we got today.
Yeah. I was like, y'all really, like, kidnapped my mom and was like, yeah, we about to marry you off to a vampire and thought she was just going to think shit was sweet. Like, she was just going to be okay with that. You can't just, no matter how deep your money is, no matter what kind of lifestyle you live, y'all are killing. It's not even like y'all decided, like, you know what? Let's clean the streets of London up. And the streets of London could use some cleaning, just like other streets. You could have been getting all the criminals, all the bad people off. You could have been getting crooked cops off the scene. You could have been getting all kinds of people. No, you are hiring people as assistants, and you are killing them off. Come on. That's not... I don't like that. Y'all could have easily... You probably could have sold mama and protected your bloodline if you were like, you know what? Sold is not good. But
that's what I said. Oh.
So it was not good. But no, I mean, the idea of... I mean, it would have been worse if it was at least eating cops.
Okay.
But they weren't going to do that because cops hold up what? White supremacy. And old money in Britain is definitely the epitome of what... Yes, it's going hand in hand. Y'all not about to destroy no cops. Like, because y'all could have... Because I'm like, if y'all was vampires, this old money, you could have been like, you know what? Actually, we eat the police and really bad people. And you know what? I could have thought about it. I could have, but you hire mama and she is in here dusting the books and you gonna bite her. Bitch, fuck you.
It's like just disposable. It really pissed me off. If Walt wasn't all the ish,
y'all could afford blood. Y'all could afford blood. Y'all are rich. You could buy it.
Girl, they say they're not doing that. It's easier to get rid of these people who's looking for them. Like, that's probably what they think. He's all of the things. He's not fine. I can't believe you gave up the coochie to him. I understand it wasn't that many pop-in options in the building. You could have just fapped.
I don't think she used a condom.
Rigorously. She should have fapped rigorously because that would have been way better.
Also, I don't think I would have been
consummating
cool.
This shit.
Like, I just argue with you because you have my files. I'm not fucking you, bro.
Right. But
also, I feel like I'm trying to think. What was I about to say? I just feel like, why did he have to be like that? Like, why did y'all have to do this? Okay. But again, Dracula gives that because, again, Blackula, classist and racist. Because you really could have just lived your best dream, Dracula. Mm-hmm. And also, I noticed that you were biting on the help. Like, and yes, to help, because that's why y'all treating him. You were biting her leg and not killing her. You don't have to kill people to feed. You have so much money. You could have easily fed on people without killing them. And you still opted to kill. So that just means you're a fucking terrible person. You could, people would confidentially come over there and let you bite their wrists. And be like, all right, because they're not even turning to vampires. They're just like, all right, here, eat this. Because they would have more blood 56 days later, and they could just come back in rotation. You could have done this harm-free. And I know that, you know, because they're he's a beast. He wants to hunt. He wants to kill fresh meat. That's what the fuck that is. And I'm like, you don't even have to live like that. You could get fresh blood. You could just use some of that old-ass money. You could.
He could, but he's using it for other things. He's being real cheap with his coin, and he's purposely, intentionally out here seeking to hurt people. Like, it's on purpose. It's all part of the plan.
Just smiling. Greasy ass bitch. Like a weasel.
I'm immortal, bitch. I could do whatever. Like, none of this shit matters to me.
Human.
You all are peasants.
Exactly.
You are here for my consumption.
And he is, that's again, the master, which also gives... I'm not trying to call you master, because even the white woman, like, master says if we, I don't know about that, guys. I don't know about that, friends.
I don't even like the phrase master bedroom. So
we know the bigger bedroom. Thank you.
Yes, they said the bigger
the ensuite. Bedroom. Thank you.
Thanks. Also, I made in my notes that this Walt reminds me of a more sinister Edward Cullen. This movie also gave me Twilight mixed with Get Out.
Well,
just how everything was set up. And it wasn't because of, like, there were no black leads in that. Girl, I know.
Yeah. People were, I've read reviews about because the Invitation 2015 is pretty well received overall. But the 2020 version is not well received. And a lot of people were like, oh, y'all try to make another Get Out. Who asked for this strong black lead? First of all, we don't have enough strong black leads.
Wow, woof, bitch. Like, what? Okay.
Whoa, you're telling me. Let it jump yourself. Out. Oh, it jumped the fuck out. I was like, some of this is racism. Some of y'all just like, because I feel that a little bit of the Get Out, this is not the same story as Get Out at all. No. This is not a woman going to a partner, being with them, and they, this is Dracula, bitch. Like, this is dead ass. This is based off of Dracula's dead ass. It's just more of a different story where, mama, I'm pulling up. Does race play a part? Yes, but every time race plays a part, it does not mean it's Get Out, okay? Because our race relations are quite more nuanced than just one movie. And did Get Out nail it? Yes, they nailed it in certain extents, and to a certain extent. Well, to a certain extent, but they did not get everything. Also, that experience is very black male experience. So, not the same, guys. Not the same. I need y'all to stop saying, oh, this is Get Out, and then y'all ripped it off, because everything is not a fucking Get Out ripoff just because it deals with race.
At this point, I'm ready to punch all of them in the face, and I'm not about to go back and forth with these things on the internet. Like, I was just like, because they just, I cannot. Mm. Now, it gave me the feels, just like I said, with the conversation and the communication between the homeboy and the friend. Mm-hmm. But the story is different. Like I said, it gave me Twilight feels. Before I even, like, realized this was Dracula, I was like, oh, what's a vampire thing? Why is she falling in love with this shithead like this? Why is all these rich people being like, it was just, mm-mm.
Girl.
Mm-mm. And the movie ends, like, after Evie gets away, it's just, like, 2 weeks later. So I was like, 2 weeks later?
Y'all ain't waiting. Ready?
No time. You didn't even have a training montage.
Trying to go.
We didn't see, TTG. All my niggas, TTG, train to go, shawty, every time. I feel the emotion. You know, Waka Flocka, we're going to leave that at that. But that's a song. We're going to leave
him where he's at.
That is a song, period. Yeah, so she TTG, she got a new haircut. You know, all the people, all y'all, all my people, we looking at each other like a bad breakup. You know, you didn't have some time, and you went home, and now you done left the bathroom, and you ain't got no hair.
Mama chopped her hair off with craft scissors. That's what it looked like. And because she's very beautiful, it doesn't look too wild, because she's still, look at her, you see her face, she's beautiful. But I just, I wonder if the parting had something. If they were going to cut it short, uneven. They should have gave her like just the straight up, you know, the curly bang in the front. That would have mm-hmm. been real nice.
Finger wave would have been better, actually.
Ooh, I would have loved a finger wave. Finger waves. But also, I think about stylists and who the stylists usually are on set. And I think about how they are not black and they don't know how to do black hair. And that pisses me off every time. And yes, I'm talking to you if you a set stylist who works on set and you don't know how to do black hair. Because I just don't know how you call yourself this Hollywood stylist and you can't style everybody hair. Because if you call a black stylist on there, the black stylist usually can do everybody hair, but you are the top stylist, but you don't know what the fuck you doing. That's why you can't even put a ponytail on with gel and edge control. You don't even know how to detangle. Like that's insane, bitch. Like that's wild as fuck to me. Like at minimum, if you don't know how to do the hair, you should at minimum be able to put a lace front wig on.
No. They can't even do that.
Because now you're styling the bundles. You're not even styling mm-hmm. super curly hair, depending on, and I mean, they might have it, but it's usually not 4C hair. It's usually like a 3A or some shit. You, girl, y'all don't, we're not even going to get into that. But I enjoyed this movie, though. I enjoyed the looks. I enjoyed the atmosphere. Unrated, there is some blood. It's not a lot, but I was not upset when I watched this movie. And then I heard, after I watched it, I heard that, wow, we hate this movie. I'm like, whoa, guys. Granted, the hate is coming more from the Rotten Tomatoes side. IMDb, I think it was like a 5.9 or like a 6. And then like when you go to Google, it's like a 6, or like you go to like Letterboxd, it's a 3.0. And for me, I gave it a 3 out of 5. It's like a 6 out of 10. It's pretty decent. I would have changed some things. I still enjoyed it. Would recommend it at least once, especially if you like a vampire flick. Not bad.
Same. I feel the same way. Watch the unrated version. Don't watch the PG-13.
Pay money. First. Pay money for the unrated version. Yeah. Pay the $5.99 or $3.99 or whatever for the unrated version. And or wait for the unrated version to be streaming. But that PG-13, and it's not that many changes, but it's already teetering on the, all right. I feel like the blood and guts and everything just makes it a little bit darker for me as a grown-up mm-hmm. in horror who likes wild-ass shit. I go up for the unrated version over. That 3.0 is not for the PG-13. I'm going to let y'all know now.
And the unrated version is not that bad. Like, if you're like, hey, like, you know, I'm fucking with y'all, but I got younger people who are around me. Like, maybe I can lean towards the PG-13. And I'm like, I feel you, girl. This wasn't that bad. You know, back in the back when mama just said you cover your eyes real quick, or you know, you cover your ears and your eyes. Maybe we need to bring that back. We losing recipes.
Not
like,
bring
maybe
that
that's
back.
What needs to happen.
People ain't trying to do all that. They're not trying to just cover their eyes.
Well, the scene is not that bad. Like, mama tell you, close your eyes. Somebody getting their throat slit. Now, I would be like, whoa, that's crazy. But no,
I'm a
like,
wild person. I'm not covering their eyes. I'm just not going to show it to people under. I feel like a 12-year-old could handle that. A 12-year-old.
That's what I'm saying.
But also, I'm a wild boy, so don't listen to me. I just be showing the kids.
This is a PG-13 film with a little bit more blood.
Yeah, it's just a little. It's a little blood. I do want to talk about how the wives started fighting each other, because I thought that was almost borderline silly. Because I know that Victoria was not fucking with, like, Victoria was here, but she was like, I'm that bitch. I'm the first bitch. Fuck you hoes. And that's the attitude mm-hmm. she had towards Lucy. And Lucy was like, you know, but please though. But also you turned on her. But I don't know if you knew Evie enough to turn on Victoria like that, because you've been with Victoria for 100 years. Like,
I think Lucy was just looking for a reason to get
she was looking
for
a way out. She was sick of Victoria
shit. Accidentally impale herself. And I'm just like, ha.
Now you both dead. Now you both dead. Now you never gonna see New York.
God damn.
Wow.
And it looked real different than it did 100 years ago, baby.
It does.
It's not happening.
Yes. Well, it was a movie. Watch in The Invitation, unrated. Watch The Invitation 2015 on Tubi and wherever else you can find it. If you are not going to pay the money and you are really going to watch PG-13, it's on Netflix. It's there if you have it. But the unrated is what we recommend. Let us know how y'all feel about these movies. They're really fun. They're really fun. I'm not mad at either one of these movies. They're both directed by women. So. Yep.
And they should be shorter, but that's all right. Shout out
they should be shorter. I mean, The Invitation, sure. But, you know, Jessica M. Thompson directed The Invitation 2022. And, of course, we already talked about Karen Kusama. Watch Yellow Jackets.
Yes.
Today. But, yeah, you know, check these movies out. Let us know how you feel about it. Down in our comments and our mentions. If you want to mention us, we are at Girl That's Scary on Instagram and Twitter. We have a website, www.girlthatscary.com. We also have a Patreon with bonus content, bonus episodes, voting, Discord, all kinds of fun stuff at www.patreon.com/girlthatscary. You know, pull up, if you type in Girl That's Scary into Google, we will pop up. Pull up on us, you know, join us next Thursday as we talk about all kinds of stuff. I'm gonna let y'all know that April is about to be a fucking ride.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what we decided to do for April. We did, but it's a little chaotic. So, and we love chaos. We thrive in chaos, actually, truly. Quite honestly,
I want my hour back,
girl. That hour was whooping my ass away
from me.
I'm gonna tell you how late I was to work on Monday. I'm gonna let you know how late I was. I was like, oh my god, I woke up mad late. But we'll discuss. But yeah, pull up on us and pull up on us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. And until next time, y'all. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dread Podcast Network.